to research the extent of Christian persecution and to try and engage with the laity in Ireland in the process of re-evangelization.
So, that's a pretty broad brush.
It is indeed, of necessity.
Okay. And where is it funded from?
It would be from benefactors around the world. So the pennies and pounds of our very generous, very caring, very conscientious members from around the world.
And what kind of projects would you typically fund?
So they would, a typical project, for example, there's one project in India where there was a parish priest whose church was run down every year. They had to rebuild because of the monsoons, and the mud church, effectively, that they were left with just simply wasn't fit. So we funded the building of a church that was bricks and mortar. It was no longer, shall we say, built on sand. It was something that could last. And this would be typical right throughout Asia and Africa, South America, etc. We'd also engage in the uplifting of the talents of the faithful in those countries as well. So, for example, the funding sewing machines so that people can become financially independent.
And in Ireland, what kind of projects would you be involved in?
The majority of our funds would go on mission, actually. Yeah, the vast majority. Now, we do help with Catholic organizations in Ireland as well, in the funding of catechesis and evangelization. But the majority, upwards of 75-80%, would go on mission.
Is it not fair to say now that and I know you've just kind of said there anyway, but is it not fair to say that at this stage, Michael, the mission is back at home again? It's that we need to be focusing very much so on the new evangelization here in Ireland.
Yes, indeed. It's an argument that is made, and made well and made convincingly, that Ireland is missionary territory itself, and that the funding of the missions has now, it's come to a point where the harvest in terms of vocations has meant that they are coming back over here. So ACN is involved in that as well. What we're also involved in doing is the creation of a global family development center, which will be using the UCAT series, the Youth Catechism, as a means of re-engaging not just individuals but families with their faith. So it's something that ACN takes very, very seriously, and there are plans in motion to ensure that it happens, particularly in light of the World Meeting of Families in 2018.
Where will that be located?
It'll be in Ireland. Yes.
Whereabouts in Ireland?
In Dublin. So yeah, we're still looking at a number of sites, but it will be in Dublin.
Very good. And with a view to being used by who?
Well, it will be used by people who work with Aid to the Church in Need, missionaries of joy, shall we say, as Pope Francis and Pope Benedict have both called for. But we'll be using the UCAT catechism, not only because it works and it's been extremely successful in bringing the youth back and others to their faith, but also because it's a very cogent and clear representation of the faith that has been fitted towards modern times.
What you're alluding to really there is that there's a need for a greater formation within the laity and among the laity. Would that be fair?
It would be fair, yes. I think certainly that the encroaching cynicism and boredom and the despair, if I can put it that way, of our age has meant that people's concept of the faith and what the faith can bring and what the faith can do for their lives has changed. And we are letting the media and cynics define what the faith is for us. They've been very successful in their evangelization of lies and, I would say, it's important not only that we counteract that, but we bring a very, very wholesome, a very productive, a very fruitful but a very joyous alternative as well. And the representation of the faith is something that isn't just found in a book. It has to be lived. Now, if I give you a maths book, it doesn't make you a mathematician. If you give somebody a catechism, it doesn't make them a Catholic. So in this respect, there will be a need for formation. And this is why the people who come on board in the teaching of catechetics will be first class.
So that's something that Aid to Church in Need is helping to pay for in terms of educating people up to being good catechetics. Is that the correct way of saying it?
It is, yes.
I always get my tongue tied around that.
Yes, it will in part, but no, the idea is that in the medium to long term, it will become self-sustaining. Okay. So it will be given a helping hand for sure. And this is exactly what the benefactors who help us hope for in the sustaining and the strengthening of the faith. But the hope is that, yes, eventually it will become self-sustaining.
And what's the future? You've also talked about, you know, centres, and you've talked about, but the church is in decline in Ireland, they say, okay? But yet, if you look at the likes of Spirit Radio, which is growing, mm-hmm. there's a demand. I mean, that has a bigger parish, if you like. So what is the outlook? What's the vision statement for Aid to the Church in Need? Obviously, it's looking abroad, but is it, you know, you've also said that it is looking here in Ireland. What's the future hold?
Well, our mission really is to teach people the art of living. It's as simple as that. And the opposite of happiness, of joy, isn't sadness. It's despair. And people are despairing. And they're despairing of an era in which we were told that getting a second house and getting a third or fourth holiday and buying things, being consumers, consumer citizens, would be things that would make us happy. And actually, it involves our miseration. It involves our slavery. Those things which we said by owning would make us masters actually have made us indentured. This is not an adequate proposition for human happiness, and it never has been. And the church has been there and will always be there to pick up the pieces. Yes, mass attendance is falling. Yes, the most rapidly growing religion in Ireland is Islam. Yes, we have to be there to ensure that when people hunger for the transcendent, when people hunger for things spiritual, that they aren't brought down a path in which they can be misled, or aren't brought down a path that will lead them to even more brokenness and suffering.
Okay, and your own role, what is your role within Aid to the Church in Need, Michael?
Well, my main two roles really are the research into Christian persecution worldwide. So that would be in reference to the World Religious Freedom Report, which is published every 2 years by Aid to the Church in Need. And I worked on the Irish section of that, and it'll be published in November of this year, please God. The other role that I have will be in heading up the Global Family Development Centre. And my mission, effectively, will be to gather missionaries of joy, all dedicated towards the re-evangelization of Ireland through catechetics.